Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. I'm so sorry, the call dropped. Did you hear the question? Okay, let me repeat it. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Do I disagree with the verdict? No, I don't disagree.
And would you say you somewhat agree or strongly agree with this verdict?
I strongly agree with the verdict.
Thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all.
Like the Yahoo News or something like that?
It would be. Yeah, all forms of social media.
Yeah, I look at it every day.
Okay, so would you say it's very often or just often?
Very often, yeah.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter or X or other. You can choose two.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yes. Which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Is it Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter or X or other?
I guess Facebook, and it will be other because I don't look at the other ones too much.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit. These are the last few questions, and we're finished, for statistical purposes only as well. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school, 12.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess somewhat liberal, I guess.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Never, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Probably around close to half.
About more than half, or about half?
About half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, I'm right outside of Philadelphia, so I guess it's somewhat urban, I guess, but it's close together.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, and I really appreciate that you picked up the phone.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.